A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus, and kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report about it abroad, so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Last Sunday, during the commercial fest that was occasionally interrupted by a football game, otherwise known as the Super Bowl, Jeep aired an ad that has had people talking. The singer Bruce Springsteen narrated what amounted to a short film about unity and finding common ground. This is what he said. "There's a chapel in Kansas standing on the exact center of the lower 48. It never closes. All are more than welcome to come meet there, in the middle. It is no secret, the middle has been a hard place to get to lately, between red and blue, between servant and citizen, between our freedom and fear. Now, fear has never been the best of who we are, and as for freedom, it's not the property of just a fortunate few. It belongs to us all. It's what connects us, and we need that connection. We need the middle. We just have to remember that the very soil we stand on is common ground. So we can get there. We can make it to the mountaintop, through the desert, and we will cross the divide. Our light has always found its way through the darkness, and there's hope on the road up ahead. We need the middle. I think that this commercial has struck a chord in Americans as we recognize how divided we are. I don't need to rehash all those differences. You know what they are. They have vexed us for a long time, even if they are so much more pronounced today. Even our own beloved church is victim to the petty tribalism and vilification of the other that the rest of the world experiences. Some aren't Catholic enough. Others don't care enough about the, quote, right issues. Certain few seem to know the mind of God better than others. And we throw anonymous insults at one another that can be even more painful than the proverbial sticks and stones. We need the middle. Jesus comes to us today, not surrounded by the curious crowd from last week, not in a synagogue, not even in the marketplace. Rather, he has gone out, on the road, away from most people, where he is able to encounter one of, quote, those people, a leper who has been marked off and separated from his people and their worship. Of course, according to Jewish law, as we heard in the first reading, the law of their faith, lepers needed to be separated from the community. It was a practical health measure. However, it also provided an easy excuse for so-called religious people to ignore and even vilify their fellow Jews. Therefore, lepers spent their days apart, isolated, lonely, far away from their friends and family, far away, it seemed, from their God. It would be easy for Jesus to spend his ministry in the populated places and crowded synagogues. As a minister, he'd get more bang for his buck. Going out to the countryside meant sparser populations, fewer interactions, and yes, stranger people. However, that is exactly where we find Christ today. Jesus goes to the middle. The middle is not some sentimental, sappy, wishy-washy place where everyone can play nice. At least it's not in this regard. No, the middle is a place of real encounter, life-changing encounter, where God meets us and we can meet one another. Jesus knew that his mission was not a simple one where everyone would simply come to him. Some of them could do that. However, that did not keep Jesus away from them or deny that transformative experience of meeting Christ. More of us need this middle. Too often we choose hills to die upon, and we miss a real experience of each other's humanity. We stand apart and shout at others, deaf to their experience, their pain, their joy, their life. More and more we are lured and pushed to the fringes and isolate ourselves from true interaction that can bring about understanding. Jesus never did that. Be like Jesus. St. Paul is our cheerleader in this move toward the middle. Of all people, Paul was not a man to compromise his values and beliefs. However, he knew how to encounter people, even those with whom he had a difference of opinion. Why? Because in all things, he looked to do everything for the glory of God. He tells us today to look toward the middle, not to our safe and comfy extremes. He says, avoid giving offense, whether to the Jews on one side, or Greeks on the other, or to the Church of God, just as I try to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit, but that of the many, that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. See what he did there? Be like Jesus. Fear has never been the best of who we are. It is fear that pushes us to the sides, to the extremes, into camps that vilify others. It is what kept people away from that leper in the gospel. Jesus was not afraid to go to that middle, where the suffering and the lost are. This is where we need to be as well. Be like Jesus, because our light has always found its way through the darkness, and it will again if we know where we are going with Christ. He's there, in the middle. And we need the middle.